Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We have some damp conditions out there.
Kennedy, say good morning to Caitlin Fink, VP of the Jimmy Fund.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh my gosh, thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is so exciting.
And we got to do this event a few years ago that we're getting ready to talk about. It's called Jimmy Fund Day at Fenway Park, and you get an opportunity to go there and take batting practice on the field at Fenway Park. Dan, were you here when we did this?
I was not here for that, but that is every Boston kid's dream, is to stand on the field at Fenway Park and take some hacks.
I may or may not have stolen some dirt and put it in a Ziploc bag, but we don't condone that behavior. That's bad behavior. So this really is a cool event. Tell people how they can do this.
Absolutely. So this weekend we have Jimmy Fun Day at Fenway. It's presented by DraftKings. And this year actually marks the 34th anniversary of the event. So we've been doing this for decades. And over the years, it's raised more than $9 million for pediatric and adult cancer care and research at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. It really, as you said, it's really an incredible event. It provides participants that once-in-a-lifetime experience of batting, fielding, running the bases at Fenway. So this Saturday, we have more than 200 participants joining us. That includes 30 adult and pediatric cancer patients from Dana-Farber. And we have participants coming in from all over New England, as well as California, Connecticut, Ohio. We've got a large group of Yankees fans coming in from New York.
Well, nothing's perfect.
Jersey. Absolutely not.
Exactly.
Well, they only for charity.
They know what the best ballpark is.
Everyone, Dan, for the Jimmy Fund. That's
leave
right.
your money so. In Boston. Good deal.
Yeah. Leave your stupid
exactly.
hats in Boston.
It really is such a cool event, and allowing fans to get in there and touch the grass and touch the dirt and run the bases. It really is something that you never forget. Kennedy and I just remember being there and just having big smiles on our faces. We took some listeners with us. And then obviously all the money going to the Jimmy Fund. It's just a win-win for everybody. Super simple, by the way. If you want to get involved, go to jimmyfund.org. Jimmyfund.org for Jimmy Fund Day at Fenway Park. Or you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234.
And Caitlin, I know all of this money is going towards the Jimmy Fund. And can you tell people maybe what that money is going to be allocated to and how it's going to help people?
Yeah, so 100% of the proceeds that the Jimmy Fund raises supports cancer care and research for both pediatric and adult patients at Dana-Farber. So the Jimmy Fund is all about community. It's this incredible community that focuses really on turning whatever your passion is into purpose. So whether that's playing baseball at Fenway Park or golfing or content creation or running. We really try to have something for everyone who wants to get involved. So baseball this coming weekend, we have an incredible walk coming up on October 5th. That's all along the Boston Marathon course. We have a team of over 600 runners in the half marathon on November 9th. So really something for everyone. So I know Carson and Kennedy, you had a great time at Fenway, but Dan, you weren't here when they did it last time. So we'd love, if you don't have plans on Saturday, we'd love to have you join us.
Wait, I get to come?
Sure, we'd love to have you. Do you think you could come and take a few swings, see how close you can get to the Green Monster?
So I get to stand at home plate at Fenway Park and then point a bat at the Green Monster like I'm Babe Ruth,
yes,
and call my shot?
Yes.
I would pass
and you
out.
Have to call your shot.
Let's go!
I think I can clear my schedule on Saturday, Caitlin. I think I can make myself free. That's
amazing.
Awesome.
We would love to have you.
You played baseball growing up, right, Dan?
I played Little League. I haven't swung a bat since Little League.
Oh, yes.
Between me and you, I wasn't even that good in Little League.
No. So okay.
If I hit the ball, that's going to be a different story.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, come early. We'll get you to the batting cages. You'll take some practice swings, and then we'll get you out there to home plate.
Oh, can we that's get, one of the coolest things anyone's ever offered
can
me.
Can we get Aroldis Chapman to pitch to Dan, please, at full speed?
I'll see what I can do.
He throws 101 miles an hour. I'd have to come in brown pants.
Dan, I'm going to need you to be mic'd up as well.
Yes.
I have a little thingy for your phone. Yep.
Yeah, mouthful of Big League Chew. I'm going to go up there and take some hacks. That's incredible.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
You just made my whole day.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we are thrilled to have you join us. It's a really amazing day, and I think you'll have a great time, but also get to see firsthand what all of the money that we are raising through this event do. The patients and the families that are there with us that day, they're just an incredible source of inspiration for all of us.
Plot twist, Dan's going to be hitting at Fenway Park this weekend.
I don't know if I'm going to be hitting anything, but I'm going to be trying.
I'm here for it. I can't wait.
I'm feeling it, Dan. I feel like there's a baseball going to the outfield somewhere.
Oh, the outfield would be a big win for me.
Okay, so if you want to be a part of Jimmy Fun Day at Fenway Park, a lifelong dream of being on the field, taking batting practice, all those sorts of things, and we will get you connected at 617-655-1234. Caitlin Fink and everybody over at the Jimmy Fun, you are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And Dan, we'll see you on Saturday.
I will see you Saturday.
Dan, you got to go full Red Sox uniform.
Dude, I got to get to a batting cage.
Don't forget your cup.
I'm too, already Dan. Nervous.
All right. Thanks, Caitlin. We appreciate talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
How about that? Catch me outside.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kaylee from Winthrop.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Kaylee?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself the $100. Of course, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she's gone. Are you ready?
Yes.
Alex Warren, 25 today. Name his breakout hit from this year that spent 10 weeks at number one.
Is it Ordinary?
Question number two. Seth Rogen is bringing back The Muppet Show as a Disney Plus special next year featuring Sabrina Carpenter, who created The Muppets.
Oh, man. My dad loves The Muppets. I don't know.
Question number three. Rapper Xzibit 51 today. Can you name his old MTV show where Xzibit would go to people's houses and take their crappy cars and then customize them for free? Your dad.
Flip My Car.
What was it called?
Flip My Car.
Flip My Car. Your dad liked that show too.
It was peak early 2000s MTV. It was like, you can't put gas in your Honda Civic. Don't worry, dog. We just put a fish tank in your console and a PS2 in your glove box. You're welcome. Like, that doesn't help me at all.
It's National Cheeseburger Day. Which deceased singer does the song Cheeseburger in Paradise?
Jimmy Buffett.
And question number, your dad's favorite singer, too.
Yeah, your dad would crush this game. Yeah.
Your dad would have crushed it this morning. Question number five. The author of Twilight just came out and said, unlike Bella, she probably would have chosen Jacob over Edward. The Twilight series has sold over 160 million copies worldwide. Who wrote the series?
Oh my God. No, I'm only thinking of Kristen Stewart.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Kaylee, I understand you're an event planner.
Yes.
What type of events do you put together?
Corporate, weddings, everything, really. Baby showers.
Do you have a business or you work for a business?
I work for a business, but I'll do them on my own.
Okay.
Shout out.
Well, give a What's shout out. We're trying to give you some. Take some promo, girl.
Let's go.
Talk about it. Let us know.
Kaylee's Designs. I don't know. We're building it up.
Kaylee's Designs. All right. We're going to build it up starting today.
Let's get it.
Kaylee's Designs. Where? On Instagram or?
Yeah, on Instagram. Now I have to make one. But yeah.
Now I have to make one.
That's how a business starts. You have an idea, you throw it out in the universe, and next thing you know, you're in business.
That's how a business starts. Three strangers force you on the radio.
And then once you get it started, call us back. We'll put you on the Good Vibe Tribe to celebrate, okay?
Oh, I love that. Origin story.
Perfect.
Kaylee got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
She's like, I was just trying Thank to you. Win some tickets for the Bachelor Cruise. I wasn't trying to become an entrepreneur.
That's why we're here.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Alex Warren, 25 today. Name his breakout song from this year that spent 10 weeks at number one.
Ordinary.
Tied at one. Question number two. Seth Rogen is bringing back The Muppet Show as a Disney Plus special next year featuring Sabrina Carpenter, who created The Muppets.
Jim Henson.
2 to 1. Question number three. Rapper Xzibit, 51 today, named the old MTV show where he would go to people's houses and take their crappy cars and customize them for free.
Pimp My Ride?
There's a great behind the scenes of Pimp My Ride that it was all smoke and mirrors.
Oh, yeah, none of the cars worked.
Yeah.
You can't drive a car with an aquarium in it.
I mean, every reality show is smoke and mirrors. Spoiler alert.
We didn't know that back then, Dan.
Chris.
We were still naive.
Everything in life is a lie. Sorry.
3 to 2. Question number four. It's National Cheeseburger Day. Which deceased singer does the song Cheeseburger in Paradise?
Jimmy Buffett.
4 to 3. Question number five. The author of Twilight just came out and said, unlike Bella, she probably would have chosen Jacob over Edward. The Twilight series has sold over 160 million copies worldwide. Who wrote them?
Stephanie Myers? Stephanie Myers? If it's wrong, it's wrong.
Stephanie Meyer. Myers.
That's not right, then. I didn't get it right.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you.
No, I didn't get it right. That's not her name.
Yeah.
Put some respect on her check.
5 to 3 is the final score.
You're so weird.
It's true.
You're so weird. <It's true. laughs> Days I don't want you to, you do. Days I do.
Got to keep people on their toes, Kennedy. Got to keep people on their toes. Got to keep them guessing. Well, Kaylee, unfortunately, you don't get the money, but you did win those passes, the deck passes, to go on that bachelor party cruise. Chris Harrison, Ben Higgins, and Wells Adams are all going to be there, you and a guest. They'll take the stage. They'll share stories. If you want to buy tickets, citycruises.com/live. But you're going for free. You have a good time, okay?
That's awesome.
Yep. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kaylee from Can't Beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So when we got the news that Robert Redford passed away this week, it immediately took me back to being a child. I was 8 years old. It was 1976, and he was in a movie called All the President's Men, probably one of his best performances. It's about Watergate, Woodward and Bernstein, a very serious adult movie, lots of dialogue, right? And at 8 years old, there I was in the theater, like the weekend it came out, with my mom watching this movie. And it's just a moment in my life I'll never forget because it was just so funny. I was like, what are we doing here? Why am I watching this movie?
Mm-hmm. I feel like, and I feel what you're saying, but like, ultimately, I feel like you were just bored.
Yeah, it doesn't feel inappropriate so much as painfully boring for
my
a child.
My father took me to the opening of every James Bond movie ever. And
oh,
those
that's
movies,
awesome.
Yeah, but they're filled with sex, misogyny, you know, you name it, it's in there.
My parents took me to the opening weekend of South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut when
that's
I was
the best
nine,
story.
When I was 9 years old. And I had some questions about anatomy on the ride home, if you remember that movie.
I do.
Trying to find something.
617-655-1234. What movie did your parents take you to that you remember thinking, like, as an adult, like, what were they thinking? Sarah's from PBD. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What movie
so,
was it?
When I was, it was Me, Myself, and Irene. And it had just come out in the theater. And my dad loved, like, we loved going to the movies together. And he's, like, kind of an appropriate joker. Mm-hmm. And that movie is not appropriate for a six-year-old. So I remember being in the theater, and he was, like, covering my eyes. But, like, when you're little and whatever, you could see, like, through the fingers.
Like, during the scene in the bathroom, is that what we're all talking about?
So all I remember... I don't know what I could say on air,
well,
but I'm going to say
probably can't.
A scene
so.
With special toys.
Good
can
enough.
I say special toys?
Well, you just did. Good
and,
enough.
And I remember seeing it. I was like, Dad, why does he have a hot dog? And it was...
okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's it. But
did you guys stay and finish
the movie?
Since.
Oh, yeah. But... when I think about it now, it sends me into, like, another dimension of embarrassment. So,
well, thank you for sharing your embarrassment with us. We appreciate it.
That's great, Sarah. Kelly from Waltham, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. How old were you when you went with your family to see this movie?
Well, so it was we watched it in my living room at the cottage in York Beach, Maine. Our summer rental.
Right.
And I was 8 or 9, and my dad thought it was really good time on an ocean vacation to watch Jaws with me.
Dude.
At 8 years old.
Uh-huh. And like, I, for the rest of the vacation, I wouldn't go past my ankles. I wouldn't even, like, sit on my boogie board because of the kid who got... attacked on his boogie board, so I just stood.
That is straight up trauma.
It was, but believe it. But after that vacation, I like researched ocean and all this stuff, where sharks live, because I was like, I love the ocean. So I was okay by next summer for sure, but it was a moment. I'll never forget my grandmother, my dad's mom, God rest her soul, and came out of her room and was like, Carol.
What are you doing?
Nothing else but just his name. And I was like, what?
What? It's fine. Dun-dun.
Everything's fine.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Until it wasn't.
Well, good for you for overcoming your fears.
Oh, my God.
They still do screenings of Jaws where, like, they'll put a projector on the beach and everyone will get an inner tubes in the
at Martha's Vineyard. It's fantastic. Yeah. Smart.
A piece of seaweed hits someone's foot and everyone's going down.
What
it's going to be a chain reaction.
What is wrong with us as parents, man? What is wrong with us as parents?
I think you're doing your best.
We're just trying to survive.
And back in the day, you couldn't, like, research a movie on the internet and see, is this appropriate for whoever? You were just like, sure, man, it's cool. It's about whatever. Let's go.
Okay, so 617-655-1234, the inappropriate movie that your parents took you to. And we're going to talk to Sean in a minute.
Okay.
And Sean is 13.
Oh.
And the movie that his mom took him to, like, everybody knew what this movie was about. But apparently she didn't pay attention. And it is probably the best story that we will have. Okay, so we'll hear from Sean coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, if your parents didn't throw a little trauma in your life, did you even grow up?
I mean it. Therapists all over the world getting paid because of it. You're welcome.
617-655-1234. Just talking about, you know, going to see All the President's Men with my mom when I was 8 years old, and which I thought was ridiculous and kind of funny. But your parents, man. You guys have
you just
seen
had to sit
movies.
Through kind of a boring movie about history.
Right. You guys saw some movies. Rachel's from Wakefield. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you were 8 years old. What did they take you to see?
So I had just gotten home from a Halloween party with some friends, and my mom was up waiting for me, and she's like, hey, come in. We're watching this great movie. And it was Carrie. And it was right at the scene where they're like at the top of the stairs. The mom gets her in the back, and I was like, I'm not going to bed anytime soon.
Yeah, that'll do it.
The
yeah.
end of that movie, to this day.
Scary.
To this day, right. Still haunts
me. Yeah. yeah. I watched Nightmare on Elm Street at 6, and I didn't sleep for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God, I wouldn't have either.
That's where it gets you, Kennedy.
Where'd you sleep? 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you, Dan.
Just 6 years old with a pot of coffee in the kitchen.
All right. Well, thank you, Rachel. Thanks for calling in.
Song is still creepy.
You're welcome.
Rick from Methuen.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How old were you?
I was 10.
Yeah.
And my dad took me to see Mel Brooks's Blazing Saddles.
Oh, now that's just
good. Funny.
That's just good parenting right there.
That's great cinema.
What are you complaining about?
See, that's what I, looking back at it, that's what I say now. But
your dad gets all the props.
I remember after we left with tears in our eyes from laughing so hard, on the way home, he just turned to me and goes, it's probably best if you don't tell your mother about this.
See, that was just father-son bonding.
Yes,
that's all that was, my
that's
friend.
That's good stuff.
I mean, I want to quote
the
movie.
It did end up being a bonding thing because we ended up going to see all of the other Mel Brooks movies after that. Young Frankenstein.
Oh, wow.
You know, we went to High Anxiety, which we didn't like as much.
Oh, High Anxiety.
Walk Like This.
And then I even took him to see Spaceballs.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
We're combing
great.
The desert.
We ain't found.
let's see. We could just quote all these movies, right?
Oh, honey, this is my job.
Sydney from Maynard, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
How old were you and what was the movie?
I was 5 and it was Gremlins.
Oh.
Everybody thought it was this cute little movie and with these cute little Ewok things, and it was not.
No, that was a scary movie for a 5-year-old. That was a frightening movie.
We went to go see that movie when it came out. I don't know how old I was. I would assume I was a tween. Right. But as we left, my mother looked at me and she goes, he must have been absolutely high when he made that movie. Because the bar scene, right. Unmatched.
I think that movie's the reason they made PG-13.
You might not be wrong.
Yeah, 1984. I just looked it up, Kennedy, once that movie came out. All right, this is a unique one. We have, let's see, Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how old are you, Sean?
I'm 13.
Okay, so what did your parents take you to see that you thought was inappropriate?
When I was like really, really little, maybe like 4 or 5, my mom took me to see Deadpool, which has some like very, very graphic scenes and very inappropriate scenes.
But inappropriate in the best way?
I mean, it's a fantastic film. Sean, did your mom think it was just a regular superhero movie and not what it was?
Yeah, she did at the time.
Yeah, I had no clue. I'm a rookie mom.
Did you leave the movie, or are you just like, screw it, we're here?
I did. I am not a Deadpool fan. Luckily, he was with his older brother, so I left them.
Oh, but you let him stay.
Oh.
I did let him stay.
I can't.
I have a better one, though. When I was in first grade, my parents brought me to see Flashdance. And if you remember, Flashdance was racy at the time.
Oh, yes.
And my sister and I got in trouble at the dinner table doing a little bit of an inappropriate lobster scene from that movie.
That's my girl. I mean, we as women, we all learned something very important in that scene. So,
yeah.
Said what I said.
Yeah. Well, we love you guys. We listen all the time.
Thank you.
Sean, thanks for calling in, buddy. Have a great day. Yeah,
thanks for not saying any of the words you learned in Deadpool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. So this was your friend's dad. What did he take you guys to see?
Okay. So it wasn't me. So my friend from college that we've been friends forever, and I don't know why I never knew this story. We were just talking about it this past weekend. And she said her mom and dad took her to see The Exorcist when she was six. I said, what? You need to call your dad tomorrow and tell him I want to know why he took you to see The Exorcist at the age of six.
Dude, so I'm a 54-year-old woman, and I can't watch that movie without being frightened
exactly.
out of my mind.
I couldn't. I was like, what? So she called her dad, and she told him, Lisa from Boston wants to know why you took me to see The Exorcist. His response was he was young and dumb, and he has no excuse. I said, okay, I'll accept that.
That's a reasonable response. That is the problem
exactly.
when you're like me and you have kids in your 20s. You make a lot of dumb decisions.
Yeah,
exactly.
I took Kaylee to see Terrifier 3 in the theaters.
Who?
It's a scary. It's the goriest movie that's probably ever been made. And like, it's over the top bad.
She right.
was mad.
Be a
she
super-
was. She was mad at me for a week. Right. But right next to us, there was a clearly like divorced dad and her 12-year-old daughter. And she walked out within 30 minutes in tears.
Oh,
and I was
man.
Like, oh, he's going to get a phone call
yeah,
later.
From the ex-wife.
Absolutely, he did. Absolutely.
Oh,
and Deborah's dad said, well, your mom was there too. I said, well, I can't say anything bad about mommy, so I'm putting the full blame on him.
That's so good. Thanks for calling in, Lisa.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't look at me.
Don't even try, homeboy.
I've given up trying to be cool years ago.
She's going to school.
I don't care what
sucker.
Teenagers say.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Okay.
There are 12 to 14-year-old boys right now that are losing their minds. I just said 6'7 on the radio.
There's a Lil Wayne song called 6 Foot 7 Foot that's a banger. That's all I know about it.
Oh, no.
I don't know if that relates.
Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Well, they're making fun of you for saying it.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Wait, so it doesn't mean anything?
6'7"?
Yeah.
I don't have time to explain it.
I don't think you know.
The internet says it has no real meaning.
It's just it's a song from a...
Yeah, I see that.
And why does anything mean anything?
You're not wrong.
Kennedy, say hey to Elaine from Boston.
Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
Elaine, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio? And
sure
good luck.
Thing. Good luck.
Oh, she's ready. Go, 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 go. All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself the $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you.
So just texted in, and all the 5th grade teachers have been triggered.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I don't know what's happening.
All right, Elaine, Kennedy's gone. Are you ready?
Yes.
Jada Pinkett Smith, 54 today. Who did Will Smith slap at the Oscars to defend her honor?
Chris Rock.
Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, was reportedly in talks to be on Dancing with the Stars, but she wanted too much control, so ABC backed out.
That checks out.
Jordan Hudson is from which New England state, even competing in a beauty pageant for that state?
I don't know.
We got like a 1 in 5 chance.
I know. We'll say New Hampshire. I don't know.
Question number 3. Ed Sheeran turned down the opportunity to perform the first gig in space because it's too dangerous. He says, quote, I don't want to be a guinea pig for that. I'm not going to risk my kids not having a dad. Speaking of space, Earth is the third planet from the sun. What is the second?
Mars, I don't know.
Question number four. Ricky Bell, 58 today. He's the Bell in Belle Biv DeVoe and a member of New Edition. In BBD's song Poison, they sing, "Never trust a big butt and what?"
And a smile.
Founder wheelhouse, Dan.
It's a banger.
And question number five. Cardi B has shared that she is having a baby with Stephon Diggs from the Patriots. Which position does Stephon Diggs play?
I have no clue. Quarterback.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All of the teachers that are now texting in. About the 6'7 of it all, Kennedy. I banned 6'7 from being said in my classroom. Middle school teachers are now triggered. Thank you, Carson. 6'7 is brain rot, literally. I don't understand it, Kennedy.
It's okay. I guess we're not supposed to, and that's fine.
Yep. Elaine got 2 out of 5, I do believe.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith celebrating her 54th today. Who did Will Smith slap at the Oscars to defend her honor?
Chris Rock.
1-1. Bill Belichick's girlfriend Jordan Hudson was reportedly in talks to be featured on Dancing with the Stars.
How did that not happen?
She wanted too much control, so ABC backed out.
Not her.
Jordan Hudson is from which New England state, even competing in beauty pageants for it?
Maine.
Miss Maine, yes. 2-1. Ed Sheeran turned down the opportunity to perform the first gig in space because it's too dangerous. He said, "I don't want to be a guinea pig for that. I'm not going to risk my kids not having a dad." Speaking of space, Earth is the third planet from the sun, named the second.
Venus? Oh, God.
3-1, question number 4.
I would do the morning show from space. That'd be cool.
I would listen.
Ricky Bell also celebrating a birthday today. He's the Bell in Belle Biv DeVoe and a member of New Edition. In their song Poison, BBD I'm talking about, never trust a big butt and
a smile.
4-2, question number 5. Cardi B has announced she's having a baby. Stephon Diggs from the Patriots is the dad. Which position does he play for the Patriots?
I don't know.
He is a wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Oh.
Yes. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Cardi B is our Taylor Swift, Kennedy.
Yeah. I'm here for it. I hope she comes to lots of games.
Somebody says there's 6 states in New England? What are the 6?
I guess if you're counting Connecticut.
And what else?
Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut. I don't normally count Connecticut, I guess.
I mean, it is. I mean, it's a highway to New York, but it is a New England state.
Yeah. So there you have it.
So that's only 5, isn't it?
No, that's 6.
Didn't you say 5? I'm sorry. Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut.
Oh, there's 6. Okay. All right. Let's see real quick. I got a prize. I do know that. You said there was 6? 7?
Damn it. Walked right into it.
Walked into what? Into what, Kennedy?
You
what
just won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Shawn Mendes September 25th at the TD Garden. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. You're going to the show for free.
Yay.
I know. That's going to be a lot of fun. You enjoy that. Elaine, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Elaine from Boston, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We have my wife standing by on the hotline, so she's not on the air with us just yet. We've all been there where you saw something go viral, and you're like, oh, I need that. That would be good for me.
The TikTok shop gets me, I'm not going to lie.
Right? What's interesting about this purchase is that a couple of weeks ago, I think during Hot Take Tuesday, I was screaming about how ridiculous this was.
You had thoughts.
It's just not a good idea. What are you doing?
Did you convey any of this to your wife?
Yes. And then she's like, oh, this sounds like a great idea. And then she bought it. And now she's regretting it. Morning, babe.
Hi.
How are you feeling? Don't say what it is yet. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling a little bit better today, but it's been a few days.
How much Advil have we had?
I've had none, actually. I'm dumb enough not to just...
You're just raw-dogging it. It's fine.
Raw-dogging life.
Dumb for multiple reasons, so, I guess.
Tell us why you're in pain. What did you purchase and decide to use this past week?
I got one of those weighted vests.
May I ask why? What spoke to you about the weighted vest?
Well, one of the Jana that works for me and a bunch of these moms that I know have them, and I thought that it might be nice to try for physical fitness for my walk. To be fair, I didn't know you talked about it a few weeks ago on Hot Take Tuesday.
Really, Lana? And you don't listen all the time? How dare you? No, I'm joking.
I mean, you know, I love you guys, but I don't listen 24/7. And you never had a conversation with me at the house about this, ever.
That is untrue. I can remember coming home after.
No.
It was last year.
I don't know if you guys know, but sometimes Carson makes up stuff. And
we have no idea what you're talking about.
He's making up.
I brought this
what
up.
What you talk about with your work life, sometimes you don't talk about with your home life. You know?
I saw all these finance bros using them. And I was making fun
of it. They're very ubiquitous. They are all over the place. I see them all over the place. Dudes wearing them like all the time. It seems to be quite the rage. How much does it weigh?
Yeah, my back is raging, okay? Like, I will tell you who you won't see all over the place with it is Lana, because those bad boys are going right back to Amazon. I ordered not one, but two of them, because, you know, I thought 10 pounds was not going to be enough, so then I ordered a 12-pound. Dude, I didn't even make it through the Navy Yard, and I was like, oh, my back.
Lana, my boo, you weigh like 90 pounds. That's a tenth of your body weight.
Well, I did a little research, and it said how much, if you want to lose these many calories, and it does your body weight, and I said, oh, I'll bump it up. Well, yeah, I bumped up my back.
Should have bumped it down.
Oh, honey, bless your heart.
I mean, my neck is hurt. I'm like, and you know, and then Barrett, you know, he chimes in, and he's like, oh, you're one of those moms now walking around in a weighted vest. And I'm like, shut up. But I guess I should have listened to Hot Take Tuesday or Barrett, you know. I thought I was like, I didn't think I was cool. I thought I was doing it for physical fitness.
And she said to me when she got it, she's like, "What? Do you want to try it?" I'm like, no. I did a thing called Army. I did plenty of hiking with 35 pounds on my back. I don't want to, that's not fun.
Oh, well, I wasn't in the military, okay? And I was doing it for physical fitness. But I'm telling you right now, that is not good for your body, I don't think. It puts stress on your joints. And I'm not old, you know, like this hurts.
People.
This hurts.
She's had to catch herself a few times this morning.
This hurts. I'm telling you. Do not do it, people.
Lana, have you bought anything else off of TikTok from like a sponsored ad or something that caught your eye?
No. You know, okay, so I'll tell you this. I've found these ankle weights.
That's what I was about to say.
If I may.
She has ankle
so
weights.
So bad for your knees. Please don't.
Well, so is the weighted vest.
Yeah, but just your body
weight
enough.
Ankle weight.
I haven't seen an ankle weight since like the mid-90s.
Okay. I think they were my mom's. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to try these. And I wore them to work last week riding my bike. And then they say at work to me, why don't you wear them around the shop? And I'm like, oh, I hope a client doesn't walk in. But I wore them. And let me tell you. I thought I had them on the backwards. There is no right way to wear an ankle weight. And then you take them off, and all that feels skinny is your ankles. So I'm not doing any of the body weight that you wear walking around anymore. None of them.
Thank you for sharing this public service announcement, because quite a few people have texted in saying they were going to buy one, and now they're not. Good for you.
No, do not do it. I'm
You're
telling
doing
you.
The Lord's work.
We got a text that says, I'm walking with my weighted vest right now. Mary.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Hurrah.
Yeah, exactly. It did feel like I needed, like, I was military training. And that, God bless those people, because that is not for Lana. I just am in so much disbelief that I'm in, was in this much pain for a week.
Well, take care of yourself, babe, okay?
Please do. Have a little Advil today.
Yeah. I'm just going to be over here running my embroidery machines now.
That's my
Not
girl.
Wearing a weighted vest.
That's my girl.
We love you.
Love you guys.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Bye. All right, bye.
I bought a in-car karaoke machine.
Of course you did.
From TikTok Shop.
An just, in-car karaoke machine?
Seems safe.
It just came in. It's about as big as this tissue box,
right.
Like a normal tissue box, and it has two tiny little microphones, I guess, and you can just have it in the car and sing along.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just sing along in the car already.
But I don't have a microphone.
There's no...
But for who?
They're sitting next to you. A microphone is meant to project your voice further.
I know. What like if I put the windows down and it's a beautiful day? Don't people want to hear me? Remember Mr. Microphone? Hey, good looking. Be back to pick you up later.
You could just sing in the car.
Maybe I wanted a microphone. TikTok Shop got me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. ABC is taking Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air indefinitely because of comments he made in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder. There's been, you know, after it happened, there was a lot of misinformation floating around who did this and why. And Jimmy said something that someone didn't like, so ABC's decision to pull him was based on pressure from affiliates. Nexstar is a company that owns more than 200 TV stations nationwide with about two dozen ABC affiliates, told the network it was going to preempt the show. One other station group threatened to do the same. And the FCC chairman, Brendan Carr, who had previously threatened to take action over Kimmel's remarks, had some things to say as well, but that happened. I don't know anything else other than that in terms of mm-hmm. how long or what will happen next or how this affects everybody who speaks for a living.
I was reading an account from somebody who was standing in line at the show because they were getting ready to, you know.
Oh, sure, to do the live taping.
Was, yeah, mm-hmm. it was a live taping or whatever. And, you know, they had been waiting and mm-hmm. to get in.
Yeah.
And then they just came outside and said to all the people in line, the show was canceled tonight. And then the next thing you saw was Kimmel, yeah. like, you know, going out through a back way into a vehicle with no comment or anything. So
it's interesting. Late night TV seems to be, you know, maybe 5 years from now, there might not even be late night TV anymore.
That's right, because Colbert, they just got fired at the end of yeah. the year. And this with Kimmel.
If these networks are not finding it as profitable as they used to
right.
and it's causing controversy, they might just axe it.
Right, yeah.
Which has been a staple since Johnny Carson. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of wild that you may not have late night television within the next, say, 5 years.
Moving along, Travis Kelce confessed wedding planning with Taylor Swift is easy. There's something else that's more difficult. During the New Heights podcast, this is what he had to say.
That's the next step in it all.
Don't stress you about it, too. I remember thinking about it with my wife.
That one's going to be easy. I just got to figure out if win a football game first.
Wait, I'm confused. What was he talking about there?
Planning the wedding.
Was easier than winning a football game?
He needs to worry about winning a football game before he worries about planning a wedding.
Because they're 0-2 down there in Kansas City.
Like Dan said.
And I'm reveling in it.
Yeah. I would say your fiance would have other thoughts.
If you think that woman does not have, since she was 8 years old, a book underneath her bed with every Pinterest thing she wants.
Yeah. How meticulous she is.
I think it is going to be the most beautiful thing in the world.
He just has to show up a couple places and say, yes, dear.
Or they'll okie-doke us all and just like go to City Hall and call it a day.
Go to Vegas. Little White Chapel.
Could you imagine? Amazing.
Presley. Elvis Amazing. Presley.
She should give out like 5 golden tickets in this new Life of a Showgirl album. Where would you get a golden ticket to her wedding?
Damn.
She would sell 200 million copies.
Oh, honey, she's already gone off.
But the people that are already going to buy 5 are going to buy 500.
I would buy one if I had a chance to
win
a ticket.
I've got a golden ticket.
I would buy one, damn.
I would not invite strangers to my wedding, but you know, you do you. And this news came in kind of late in the show yesterday, so I wanted to talk about it here. Cardi B has revealed that she is pregnant with her 4th child with her boyfriend, Stefon Diggs. Here is her talking about it.
Well, yes, I am. I'm having a baby with my boyfriend, Stefon Diggs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. How are you feeling about that? And that this will be baby number 4 for you, Cardi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. Now y'all could buy my album so I could buy Pampers and diapers and all that type of stuff. I told ya, now go support my album because yes. I'm a mother of 4 now.
Man, I love her, but you could tell she was sucking in that swear word she wanted to say.
Her other kids, are they all with Offset?
They are.
Okay, so the other 3
she
are
said,
with Offset.
Everybody was telling me I should have fun and we had a little bit of too much fun and now I'm here.
It's a tale as old as time.
Indeed, Dan, it is. And that's what I got, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat
That's
her.
It.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Gabby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Linda from Gloucester.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Did you see Kennedy hanging around in Gloucester last weekend?
I missed her.
No. Where'd you go, Kennedy?
Well, I went to, Halibut. There's a park.
Halibut Point.
Yeah, I went there. It was beautiful.
That's in Rockport, yeah.
Yeah, and then I just kind of walked around Gloucester, really. I just kind of walked around. I saw the fisherman statue. I had a bite to eat. Mm. You know, I just walked about. It's so beautiful up there.
She was dressed as the gorgeous fisherman all around Gloucester.
I heard they were making her mayor of Gloucester after this
Absolutely
visit.
Absolutely not. That's B-side all day.
All right, Linda, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes.
Bye.
Okay, good luck.
I feel like Gloucester is the kind of town where you know everybody or they know you.
Oh, exactly. It's a small town.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win all of the monies. If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that means it's a loss for you. Kennedy can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Lance Armstrong celebrating his 54th birthday today. He's known for beating cancer and for having 7 cycling championships revoked for a doping scandal. What is the name of the most prestigious race in cycling that Lance Armstrong won 7 times in a row?
Oh, this isn't multiple choice, huh?
No, it is not.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Question number 2. Franchises that Hollywood has for some reason left untouched for more than 20 years include Back to the Future, Smokey and the Bandit, and Jaws. Who starred as Marty McFly in Back to the Future?
I know. He has epilepsy.
Nope.
No, he doesn't, but he is ill. I believe, is it?
He has Parkinson's.
Parkinson's, thank you, Dan.
Parkinson's, that's it. I can't remember his name now.
Question number three. 21 years ago today in 2004, Britney Spears married Kevin Federline. They had two kids together, and their divorce was finalized in 2007. What was K-Fed's job when he and Britney started dating?
Oh, he was a dancer.
Here's Dolly Parton's go-to Taco Bell order, because I know you need it. A taco supreme in a soft shell, and an order of rice and beans with mild sauce, and a Mexican pizza.
Kennedy's going to lose it when she hears Mexican pizza.
What is the spiciest hot sauce at Taco Bell called?
I know it is hot sauce. How about Pico?
All right, question number five. Justin Bieber is reportedly getting paid $10 million for Coachella. Which California city does Coachella take place in every year?
Is it Los Angeles?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're a nurse?
Yes.
You just get off work?
I did.
Are you watching the TV show The Pit?
The what?
The Pit.
The Pit? No, I'm not.
Oh, she's living it.
She gets enough of it.
I know. Oh, it's so, I'm now through two episodes, Kennedy.
All right.
So amazing. All right, Kennedy, I have Linda getting 1 out of 5.
Suits.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong, 54 today. Of course, he's known for beating cancer and for having his 7 cycling championships revoked for a doping scandal. What is the name of the most prestigious race in cycling that Armstrong had won 7 times in a row?
The Tour de France.
Tour de France. 1-0. Question number 2. Franchises that Hollywood has for some reason left untouched for more than 20 years include Back to the Future, Smokey and the Bandit, and Jaws. Who starred as Marty McFly in Back to the Future?
Michael J. Fox.
2-1.
Yep.
21 years ago today, 2004, Britney Spears married K-Fed. They had 2 kids together, and their divorce was finalized in 2007. What was K-Fed's job when he and Britney started dating?
He was a backup dancer?
For Timberlake, actually.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
3-1. Question number 4.
Dan, how did I not know that?
I'm in these streets, Kennedy. I know all about the backup dancers.
Here's Dolly Parton's go-to Taco Bell order, Kennedy. Are you ready? She would like a taco supreme in a soft shell, an order of rice and beans with mild sauce, and a Mexican pizza.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
What is the spiciest hot sauce at Taco Bell?
I don't know.
Are you about to be fired as their spokesperson?
I don't really eat spicy stuff, so I don't know. Like maybe it's called Diablo.
4-1, question number 5. That's incredible. Justin Bieber is reportedly getting paid $10 million for Coachella. Which California city does Coachella take place in every year?
Indio?
That's it. Nice job. Wow. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Linda. But you were a delight.
Oh,
thank you for calling into play.
You're good people.
You're not walking away empty-handed. You just won yourself a pair of deck passes to go on that bachelor party cruise. Chris Harrison's going to be there. Ben Higgins, Wells Adams. And they will be taking the stage to share stories fans have been waiting to hear. Find tickets at citycruises.com/live. But you're going to go on that cruise for free, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Back in my day, we called that a booze cruise, Kennedy. Linda, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I want to say, I'm Linda from Gloucester, and I cannot beat Kennedy. And obviously, I can't beat anybody else either.
Well, we love you, and that's all that matters.
Thank you. I can't wait for my little cruise.
All right.
Yeah. I know you're not too familiar with the ocean out in Gloucester, but I think you'll be okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Christy from Haverhill.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
She works in finance, Kennedy.
Love to hear it.
Trust fund.
Make it happen.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Christy?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Are there a lot of women that are gravitating towards the finance industry in 2025?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had a family member that was in the business when I was younger, and I just remember going to their office, and it was all guys. It was one woman that worked in the office, and all men.
Well, in my group now, there's only one man, so.
Like a boss. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. Christy, you get more right than Kennedy. We're going to add to your finances today. $1,000 could be yours, okay?
Sounds good.
Dan, is Kennedy gone? Can you verify?
She's gone.
She gone.
She's in that soundproof studio. I can see her.
Question number one. Gibson, Fender, and Epiphone are brands of what kind of instrument?
Guitars.
Question number two. This TV personality and lifestyle influencer who once served time in prison for tax evasion, or excuse me, for insider trading, says lots of people slide into her DMs, but she's not dating anyone special. She says, quote, I have lots of friends, and my friends keep me happy. Who is she?
Anna Delvey?
Question number three. Ed Sheeran just announced a new tour and two nights at Gillette Stadium in September of 2026. Name his new album.
Ooh. Send?
Question number four. Cardi B is having a baby with Stephon Diggs of the New England Patriots. True or false, Cardi B, who's named after Bacardi, has a sister named Hennessy. True or false?
False.
And question number five. It has been revealed that this network's TV show's YouTube channel reaches more Americans than any other YouTube channel. Can you name the show?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How you feeling over there, Dan?
I've been better.
I can hear it in your nose.
I'm sorry, bud.
You're failing since this morning. Like,
yeah.
I'm fading fast.
That's all right.
Let's get you out of here.
Yeah. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Christy from Haverhill. Got one out of five.
Oh, no. So-
That's all right, though. There's still a chance, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
You bet.
Gibson, Fender, and Epiphone are brands of what kind of instrument?
Guitars.
Tied at one. This TV personality and lifestyle influencer who once served time in prison for insider trading says lots of people slide into her DMs, but she's not dating anyone special. She says, I have lots of friends, and my friends keep me happy. Who is she?
Martha Stewart?
That is correct. 2-1. Question number three. Ed Sheeran just announced a new tour with two nights at Gillette Stadium in September of 2026. Name his new album.
Oh, crap. It's not math. Crap.
It's not crap.
Not crap. I mean, it could be.
Loop?
Huh?
Loop?
Loop is the
tour. No.
Play.
Play.
2-1. Question number four. Cardi B is having a baby with Stephon Diggs of the New England Patriots.
Wide receiver.
True or false? Cardi B, who is named after Bacardi, has a sister named Hennessy. True or false?
You've asked me this before. Do I remember the answer? True.
It is true.
It's too silly to not be true.
3-1. Question number 5. It has been revealed that this network's TV show, their YouTube channel, reaches more Americans than any other YouTube channel. So this show, okay, that's on like a network.
Okay. Has a YouTube channel.
Right, where they, you know, post their show.
Okay.
And that show reaches more Americans than any other YouTube channel. What do you think the show is?
I think it's Hot Bench.
I would have thought maybe The Simpsons, but it is not. It is Saturday Night Live.
I was thinking that.
Yep. I guess with all the segments
that's
and clips.
That's really cool. No? Learn something new today.
You do. 3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Those are tough. You did good, Christy.
You did.
You did
those
well.
Those were hard questions.
Yeah, those were pretty tough.
And I love Martha Stewart. Yeah. How did I not get that?
I know. Who was it you said?
Anna Delvey.
Oh, Anna Delvey.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kennedy gets the win. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Christy from Haverhill, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.